Meditation. A bhikkhu went to the Zen master and said, "Master, I'm worried. Speak to us of meditation." And the Zen master replied to him, saying, "You live in a world which is hypnotized by the illusion of time, a world in which the so-called present moment is seen as nothing, just an infinitesimal hairline dividing an all-powerful causative past from a fascinatingly important and alluring future. But you have no present moment. Your consciousness is fully occupied with memories on the one hand and with expectations on the other. You have no present moment. Cannot you comprehend that there never was, or will be, any experience other than present experience? You are therefore out of touch with reality, and you live in a world of illusions. You meditate when you attend, without attachment, to the here and the now. When your unfocused mind is aware, without comment, of whatever is. You meditate when, without ceasing to be conscious of your body and your mind, and of the clamoring voices of the environment, you become increasingly attuned to the voice of the silence, to the wisdom of your higher self. You meditate when, in the quietness of the woods and the fields, or in the peace of some old church, you turn inward for a while to share in the stillness of God. Yet you meditate more worthily when in the thick of life's battlefield, in the heat and dust and strife of the daily round, you carry with you that same stillness, so that your heart becomes the temple of your spirit. You meditate when you live neither wholly in this world nor in that. When you steep your mind in the waters of divine creativity and intelligence, and your every act is redeemed by being taken up into something greater than itself. You meditate when, in the agony of indecision, you say, "Not my will, God, but thy will be done." But you meditate most of all when you listen with the ear of your body and the ear of your mind and the ear of your soul to that soundless voice that speaks from the eternal cosmos and bids you be one with all of life.